I wanted to share with you one of many presentations of Likutei Halachos on Parshas Noso, specifically on Birchas Kohanim. He has a lot to say about Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim representing Chesed, and how they could be Mamshich, they could bring down the Chesed from above to Klal Yisrael, and many other dimensions. But I just want to focus on one aspect of the Likutei Halachos, and this comes from the Likutei Halachos on Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, of all places. There are other pieces that he has on Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, but in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, he has a very interesting piece, and it's all based on the Midrashim that analyze the various brachos that the Kohen bestows upon the people. Yivarechecha is the first brach, and the Medrash Rabbah says, B'momon. And that means, according to the Likutei Halachos, that every property, every monetary gain that we have, all our assets and all our profits that are coming into our bank account will come by virtue of this bracha through Hashem, and only through Hashem. And we won't have to rely on our efforts and desperately try to run around to make an income with masomaten, with malach, with all the different aspects that we have in order to get a parnosa. We don't need that fear and that worry about parnosa. It's the bechina, as Shlomo Melch says in Mishlei Perek Yud, Birchas Hashem hi ta'ashir v'lo yosef etzev ima. He doesn't have to go through all the trials and tribulations and the tensions of where is my parnosa coming on. He doesn't have to overdo it with yigia. And when it says, "Bezeis apecha tochal lechem bitzavon tochlenu," all these curses that come through Adam Arishon should be removed. We should have ashiras, we should have wealth, we should have parnasa, and it should come through the Birchas Hashem. That's Yivarechecha. And then Vishmarecha, the Medrash Rabbah comments, "Mina mazikin." Who are these mazikin? What are these dangerous, evil forces? These are the mazikim out in that world of reality, of physicality, of the material, finite world. They want to be pogem in our ratzon. You know, we have a ratzon, a will to fulfill God's will that's based on our faith, a firm faith. And out there, the people who represent nature, the natural law, they're screaming at us. They're telling us, you got to increase your time, your effort, your asek, you know, do more malachas, work harder and harder. And as a result, you won't do any learning and you won't do any avodas Hashem. All the focus and all the efforts will be spent, yom v'layla, on whatever you need to be marbe be'asek, to make sure that you have parnosa. This is the exact antithesis of our emun, of our faith in the ratzon of Hashem. So the Kohen blesses us v'yishmerecha, that we should be able to completely neutralize those forces that try to get us so upset and so overly involved. Yo'er Hashem panavei lecha is the bechin of he'oras pnei Hashem, to perceive the radiance of the Shechina. V'chuneka, the Medrash Rabbah says, yitein lecha chen. We should find grace in the eyes of Hashem. And Chen de Kedusha is something that comes and emanates from Moshe Rabbeinu, about whom it says in Parshas Ki Tisa, Ki Matzasa Chen B'Einai. And Metzias Chen, we can be Mamshich, we can, so to speak, continue it and pull it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, as a result of his Metzias Chen, he receives the 13 midas harachamim to perceive the great compassion of Hashem, as the pasuk says, "V'ata im noma tzosi chen beinecha." Again, the word here, the key word is chen beinecha. Hodieni noas drachecha, and then Hashem responds to Moshe's plea as a result of the chen that he finds in Hashem's eyes, and Hashem reveals to him the 13 midos of rachamim. And this is the revelation of God's will in the form of rachamim in all aspects of our lives. This is what the Kohen is blessing us. We should be able to reveal in our life at every level, whatever encounter we have, the 13 midos of rachamim of Hashem, because we will find grace in the eyes of Hashem. We are beloved to Him, and now we can bring down that so to speak, power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. This is the concept of nesius panim. And the bracha of the Kohen at this point is we should have a ha'oras rotzon, a munas rotzon, to perceive the divine will in everything. Anything that occurs in our life, our amuna on the highest level will attribute it to the divine will. So whatever happens, there's no room for anxiety, for anger. And that will culminate in the final bracha of the Kohen Gadol, of the Kohen. V'yisa lecha shalom. If you remove your anger, your resentment, your gripes, you'll remove divisiveness. We'll be sanctified by our faith, our perception of the divine will. And with that bitul of roges, no anger, and therefore kol merutzim zeze, everyone's happy with each other, be'ava, with love, with shalom, with peace. And this is all a reflection of the powerful, profound nature of amuna in the will of God, that as we said before, to perceive that everything is an expression, a manifestation of the will of God. Hakol misnaig b'rotzon abori levad. Everything that happens only happens because of the will of God. So yirotzon, we should be zocha that all these six brachos that are included in these three psukim of the blessings of the Kohen on a daily basis that we receive here in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz during Yom Tovim, these blessings should come to fruition in our time, so that we can break the shackles of all those forces that try to force upon us and foister upon us all these anxieties and encourage us to overdo it, so to speak, in work. We should have that level of perceiving the Shekhinah, of being, finding grace in the eyes of Hashem, and to see the will of God in everything. And with that faith, the Mirtz Hashem will be Zocha to live on the highest level of Dveikus, of Emunah, and will bring about Mashiach's Kingdom.